Y'all, we are so close to having 100 ratings on iTunes. We're up to 94. You guys have been so awesome and giving with your ratings and 5-star reviews. But dang it, we're so close to 100. I'm calling on the Real Haunters. If you don't have an iTunes account, take 5 minutes and just make one and go click that 5-star. If you want to leave a review, we would love you to do that. But we're so close to getting 100, which will put us in kind of a new area of the algorithm. So we would really appreciate it if you guys could take a few minutes and do that. But you guys are awesome. We appreciate obviously everything y'all do for us. But yeah, we're super close.
You guys are amazing. And I realize we don't really have a name for everybody, like our community, but Noah, you just said the Real Haunters.
And Little Haunters, I kind of think of them as our Real Haunters and Little Haunters.
Little Haunters. Ghosters.
Yeah. Little Haunt Cadets.
Ghosties.
I don't like cadets.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings Podcast.
Hey, y'all, and I'm JJ.
Hey, guys, I'm Kat.
And on this episode, we have Zaya. I saw Zaya on TikTok. She has some really cool stories about staying somewhere that could potentially be very haunted, but I won't spill the beans on her story just yet. We'll let her do that. Zaya, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I forgot to hit the record button the first time we did this, but after hearing JJ and Kat talk about the weather for 5 minutes, maybe it was a ghost doing us a favor.
I was like, maybe he won't ask us, but maybe we will talk about the weather again.
Maybe it's a blessing in disguise, but for our fans who really want to hear about the weather,
it's supposed to rain the next 3 days.
And tune into Real Weather Podcast
at gmail.com
to find out more about Georgia weather.
So Zaya, weather aside, how we like to start this podcast is to find out where our guest falls on the paranormal belief scale. 0 meaning ghosts aren't real at all. 10 meaning ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that scale?
I fall in the 9.5 range because at first I was not like a full believer until things have actually happened. And it's like, okay, this is real. This isn't just like people make up stuff,
So that's our wish. We're like, we want to be a 9. We want something to happen to us.
But I want to be an 8 personally. I want to be like,
want to be
like pretty far on the scale, but like still 20%. Unsure, but a 9.5 sounds pretty good.
JJ, there's too many jokes to make there. I'm just going to move on. So Zaya, what kind of got you into the supernatural? I mean, has this always been something you've been interested in? Did you have like a big experience when you were younger? How did you fall into this?
So not always. I was always a little bit curious because I was like, ooh, like that'd be really cool to experience something. And it all kind of started when me and my cousins, we were at my grandparents' house, and in their basement, they had 2 Ouija boards, and we just started to play with them and like mess around. And then like, we actually got a response from it and stuff happened, which I'll talk about later. But like, that really got me to like, oh, like I believe this. And like, I was very like, I'm open and like, want to see if anything would actually happen. And it did happen. So that's kind of where I started getting more interested in it. And the funny thing is, like, when I was going live in, like, the haunted hotel and did all that, like, I never expected that to, like, be my thing or anything. Like, that was the first time I ever went live, and then everyone liked it. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do more of this, because it's always been interesting to me, but I've never been like, I'm going to be filming all of this, and, like, just did it with friends for fun.
Yeah, Kat discovered for us that there was this big TikTok movement for like spooky talk, I think is what the big hashtag was at the time. And it is really interesting how fast TikTok will grab a hold of people who are putting out that live content or have videos of, alleged paranormal activity and stuff. And I know it's been a big game changer for us, not as much as like, we're not putting out haunted videos, but for booking guests, it's really helped us find people that have had like an array of experiences. So you said you had an experience with a Ouija board. Mm-hmm. Did you, because I've never used a Ouija board. JJ had an experience, well, a non-experience with a Ouija board.
JJ played with a Ouija board and everyone got mad at JJ because they blamed me for moving the piece. My experience.
That's like the thing is like, you never know if someone's like messing with you and they're just trying to like get a kick out of you. And it's like, this is happening because all of our fingers are on it. Like anyone could be moving it. Like,
well, everyone assumed that I was messing with them, but I was not trying to. So
I would think that to do it properly, everyone has their hands on it and everyone should close their eyes. And then when your hands stop moving, can you open your eyes and like write down the letter, or does it just like consistently move from like letter to letter? Maybe I'll try it one day.
And I'm curious, because we have heard several stories from guests where they've used a Ouija board and they've had negative experiences kind of follow using it. A lot of times they say it's because they were young, they didn't know what they were doing, they didn't do the proper closeout to get the ghost back to where it has to go.
I have some parts of that.
Yeah, so we would love to hear about your experience with that Ouija board, if you can kind of walk us through it.
Totally, so this is like some years ago, but anyways, so it was like the beginning of it. So we were like, I don't remember every specific detail, but anyways, we were playing it in the basement. No one goes in this basement. It's like, they have like the rooms in there and then this secret like door in the bathroom that leads to this like complete basement area. And it's like scary and whatever, but like, we're like, oh, let's see what happens. So anyways, we were trying to see, cause people like this house is like hundreds of years old. So they're like, and stuff has happened down there with like my grandma. She was really into paranormal activity. So her and her friends would always like play Ouija board in there and they'd get like stuff out of it. But I didn't talk to her about this before. So anyways, when we were playing it, I'm like, okay, like, hello, like, what's your name? Like just trying to, you know, talk to it. And then it actually like pulled up a name and it was Fran, like some name Fran. And then like, I looked this up and it was like the person who was there before. And anyways, skip to the boring parts. Like we did a lot of stuff. We asked it questions and stuff. And like, we got a lot of answers and it was like, I don't know if they're messing with me or whatever. But then I knew that no one was moving it, because after I was done, I got like scratches on my back. I got like three, cause I said, sit, like, show us proof that you're actually real. Right. And then I felt this like kitty scratch. Like it didn't hurt. It was just like, what is that? Right. And there were three marks on my back, like a scratch. Ooh. And I went upstairs and I told my grandma and I was like, someone named Fran, they said. And she's like, that's who they used to talk to as kids. That's the same name that they got when like she was a kid and she'd play. So I was like, oh, okay, now I believe this a little more. Like I was just a little kid and I'm like, oh, it seems legit, right? So
And you had never heard that name before?
No, I had no idea. We were just like, oh, let's see, like, what's your name? And then
It's definitely an old lady name. I mean, I would not assume any living person.
No. Fran Drescher. Come on, man. The nanny?
Oh, I am so sorry, Fran Drescher. And any other Frans who are listening to this podcast, I sincerely apologize.
I like the name Fran.
It's cool to have old lady names. Old lady names are coming back in fashion. You know how many Esthers there are?
You're just digging a hole.
Best name ever.
So what did you think when your back got scratched? That would like really freak me out.
Yeah, I was really scared, but it was like, it didn't hurt too bad, so. And it went away in like 3 days. It was like, but I was just like, who did that? I was like looking around because we had our eyes closed. I'm like, oh, was it you, like, you know, my cousin? And like, no, like their hand was there and they weren't. So I was horrified, but I was kind of excited at the same time.
Yeah.
Were the scratch marks like spaced out?
Like, okay. It was like an animal, like it seemed, or maybe someone with sharp nails. Like,
is it possible Fran is a cat ghost?
Interesting question, JJ.
I think it was a person because we did like research and like her, it was like a person who lived.
Makes sense. The only time I can think of like scratches in this kind of sense is like that sleepover game. Do y'all ever play that one where it's like, mm-hmm. someone's laying on the ground and you're circling them? It's kind of like light as a feather, stiff as a board. But this one's like you tell a scary story and then you go cat scratch, and you don't like scratch them or anything, but you kind of startle them. And at the end you do it like 3 or 4 times, and at the end they turn around and they're supposed to be like cat scratches on their back, but it's really from like, I don't know, like laying on their clothes weird.
Girls play weird sleepover games is what I learned. I don't remember any of that shit.
Y'all didn't play that at boy sleepovers?
We didn't go cat scratch.
It's a game. Somebody out there who's listening knows what I'm talking about. Leave a comment if you know.
We played, oh my God, computers just came out. Let's go on the internet and see what we can find.
Yeah, that sounds more like a boy sleepover.
So Zaya, how old were you when that happened?
I think I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And how did you, because, you know, usually we hear stories where people see the paranormal, they hear the paranormal. Occasionally we'll hear a story where paranormal may, you know, open drawers or throw plates, you know, things like that, affect electricity. We haven't heard a ton of stories where people have physically been assaulted. I mean, how did you kind of compartmentalize, oh my gosh, something from the spirit realm reached out and scratched my back?
Yeah, I just kind of, like, I was freaking out at first, but that's what I asked for. Honestly, that's what I was trying to get, you know? Mm-hmm. So I got it. But you know, people, like, I don't know, my cousin's like, oh, you did that to yourself or whatever, but like my hands were on the thing. Like,
yeah,
so it's like, whatever.
That would be hard to do to yourself just in general. Like it's hard to just scratch your back. Perfect. Yeah.
I don't know. I had acrylics and you can't scratch with these. They're very thick. So,
right.
So I thought it was interesting. You mentioned your grandmother was also kind of into the paranormal. Did she share any stories with you that kind of shocked you?
Many, but I actually like I talked to her about them years ago, but I don't really remember. Like I'd have to do it again because I don't know, but like, and I wasn't like super interested in that stuff at the time, but like now I'd love to hear it. So nothing that I can, like, it was just her and like her friend Wendy. They've like done so many different places with Ouija boards and they like got so many interactions with spirits, but like I'd have to like have her tell me again because I don't really remember.
Yeah, no worries. And was it like a standard Ouija board, like one you could buy, you know, like in a store?
So she had three in her basement, which I thought was interesting. She had like a regular one and then like a glow in the dark one and like a wooden one.
Did you have any more experiences in that home or was that the primary one?
That was the primary one. I haven't like really tried to get more out of there. I've played like a few other times, but like it wasn't as active as that time, so. Mm-hmm.
And was there any other events before you went and stayed in a haunted hotel between that and the Ouija board?
Yes, there were. So I didn't even think of this as like a complete like haunted experience until I like went over it, because like I think I have like a connection with like the spiritual, like paranormal world, because I'm so open and I've always been like kind of like allowing that to connect to me, you know? So I do. I have, me and a group of friends went to a cemetery and we just went for fun, I guess, but we actually saw something happen. Like first we heard weird noises, but like whatever, it was like 10 at night, right?
Yeah.
So I saw this guy over there. It was just us. And then there was this guy in the distance and I'm like, oh, he's just like here to see a loved one, right? That's in my head. There was a car, so I assumed it was his, right? And so we're just walking around and I like go up and like, I'm alone this time. The friends are like all at the car and I was like, oh, I wanna go like see what's up, right? So I go up and I'm like, hi. And he's like, I hear footsteps. And that's all he said. And I was like, okay. So I walked back. So I was like, all right. I was a little freaked out, but just, and he was wearing like clothes from like the 1800s. And it was weird. And he was standing over the grave and I didn't get like next to him. And I was like, away. I was just like, hey, like trying to see what's up. And so anyways, then we left. And then we came back at like 1 a.m. because one of the friends left their AirPods at the graveyard.
No. Yeah. What?
And so we came back and the car was gone. The car was gone and he was still there.
In the same spot?
In the same spot over that one grave. I didn't like go check it out. I was just like, weird.
Wait, you talked to this too. I talked to it.
And I just thought it was like a guy, right? So then I come home and I tell my parents about it and they're like, he was probably dead because he was still there. And I was like, maybe. And then I like messaged my friend group because like we had a group chat and I was like talking about that and I was like, what do you guys think of that? And like, he probably was dead, but like they didn't hear anything from him because I went up to him and talked, but like, I don't know if they're open or whatever, but like things are more likely to happen to me because I'm like, happen to me, not like I'm close, right. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's definitely possible. And that was like pretty freaky after thinking that over. It's like, that was probably not a real person, like that's alive right now.
And did all your friends see him as well?
Yes, they saw him. They saw him. So, but they didn't hear anything. But I was like, oh, he said he hears footsteps. And I'm like, he was probably talking about us.
That's crazy. Wow. And the car thing was just, you thought he was like, that was his car.
Yeah, I thought that was his car. And then it was gone and he was there. So I don't know who it was.
A random.
Yeah.
And it drove up while you were there.
Yes, we were in there and it drove up. And then I was like, maybe that's his. Cause we were like, we went to the back, like there was like a shed in the back and we were like walking around there. And I was like thinking that that guy came from there, but then the car was gone and he was still there. So
I don't know. You never saw him like get in or out of the car? It just kind of, ooh, that's so creepy.
So it sounds like your whole family is pretty firmly in the camp of like, yes, ghosts exist. Is that accurate?
My parents more or less, like my dad, I think for sure, because his dad actually lived in Hawaii on a house built that was over a graveyard. And he had many paranormal experiences with like the cabinets opening and closing, and he'd actually see things around because he was like, the house was built over a graveyard in Hawaii. So like my dad kind of is like, yeah, like it's real. Cause he knows his dad and his sister have lived in like in haunted places that have had lots of activity. But yeah.
So did your parents ever have like a talk with you about like what happens after you die? And were they like, you know, some people become ghosts or?
No, we kind of just leave that up to like what we, like we've actually talked about like, oh, I wonder what happens, you know, but like, because of like all the mediums there are, it's like, okay, so like you can clearly still be here, but like, I kind of think it's an option if you want to like get reincarnated or like if you have reasons to stay or whatever, if you're not ready to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they haven't like told me this happens and this is how it is. It's like up to what we think, yeah.
Did you guys like ever go to church or did they ask you to go to church or anything like that?
No, I grew up at a Christian school and then I went to public school for third grade and up. So it's like, I just went to church at the school when we did on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. but I never like gone to church. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there any part of the paranormal that you don't believe in? Or are you pretty open to like most of the claims people make?
Some stuff it's like you can kind of get a feel if someone's like making up a bunch of BS, but like for the most part, like I believe people if like they seem genuine and it's like, okay, especially if they have proof, of course. But it's like, I was never even videotaping stuff until like now I go live for stuff. Even tonight, I'm planning on going to a haunted hotel again. Like 30 minutes away from here. It's like the Congress Hotel, apparently is really haunted. So I'm planning on going live tonight there.
Where do you live again? What city?
I live in Washington State, but I'm in Arizona right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where in Washington State? I worked there for like 5 or 6 months in like Eastern Washington.
Cool. I'm like Auburn area.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that. I'm like, I know all the places. I was like
from Seattle.
Oh, okay. I was like in the Tri-Cities, kind of like 3 hours east of Seattle, I guess.
Yeah. How was the weather?
Well, let me tell you, it was something that's very different from Georgia. It was dry. There were like no trees. It was like desert. It was cool.
We can add that to our weather podcast.
Dry, you know, interestingly enough, dry is not what I typically think of when I think of Washington, because Seattle gets all the attention. But we forget there's a whole other part of Washington that has a different climate.
Oh, I hate the weather podcast so much. So Zaya, so you had these experiences that were definitely spooky. A Ouija board is still something I'm a little hesitant to try, especially from all the stuff we've heard. How did you make that leap from these things happening to, you know what, I'm just going to put myself right into conflict with alleged paranormal places like haunted hotels, and I'm going to film it and do that kind of stuff.
So that is an interesting situation that started because my mom booked the hotel at the Gunter Hotel in San Antonio, Texas, just because like we're like Marriott people and we go to Marriott's everywhere. She did not know it was haunted or anything, right? And I go in and I'm like, this place looks really old. And I'm like, first thing I do, I'm gonna look up, like, is it haunted? Like whatever. And I look that up and I'm like, ooh, it's really haunted. So then that's where I'm like, I'm gonna go live. And my mom would not have stayed here like if she knew, but it just happened to work out. And then now that's kind of my thing. So,
and if people
I love that you're Marriott people, because my mom is a hardcore Marriott person, and I'm just like, Mom, you're crazy. Like it's just, it's just a hotel, but there are more people like her, and that makes me right feel, now. Feel
so
great.
Funny. So, did you say you're in one right now?
Yes.
That's so funny. And what is your TikTok? So if our fans want to stop right now and go check out your stories and stuff, where can they find you?
It's my full name. It's just Zaya Hoke, which is like complicated. Z-A-I-A-H-H-O-K-E on Instagram and TikTok and everywhere. That's just
awesome. Yeah, definitely check out her TikTok and Instagram, especially, you know, hearing that she's going live at different hotels. That's something you want to check out. So I know on the TikTok, when I watched it, you did a great job of kind of giving the backstory of some specific instances that happened at that hotel. Can you walk us through kind of the lore of the hotel?
So the biggest deal, so there's been like many different things there, but the main thing is it's this 27-year-old man who checked into room 636. And nothing was sketchy about it. He was just there. And then they found that there was a woman there who was like around the same age as him. Her name was Ashley, I think. And so then a cleaner, like, I can't think of the right words. She like knocked on the door, even though it said like, do not disturb. And then she opened it. And then she saw that there was a bloody mess everywhere. And he was standing there, and then he went like this. He's like, shh, like to not say anything. And then he left and went to the hotel actually next to it, I think, St. Anthony's Hotel. And then he shot himself there. Ooh. And, but anyway, so her body parts were like all over. Apparently he butchered her to death. And they were like in the toilet and everywhere. And so, yeah, an interesting thing is that they're still like letting you like stay in that room, but you can't request it. Like these poor people who don't know that this is haunted, like they just get put in there. And then if something happens, like something happens, but also
isn't that the Marriott?
That's the, yeah. Well, it's Sheraton, which Marriott owns. So Sheraton Gunter Hotel. And there's also, it's also been known that like whenever cleaners like go in there and they like, they don't know the story, right? They're going to clean. They've just like, they quit and didn't say why. They just quit right after cleaning that room.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
So you stayed in that room?
I didn't stay. I wanted to.
Oh, you can't request it.
I can't request it. I'm like, they just put people in there who aren't expecting that. I'm like, that's so wrong. Like, they could at least make more money off of it because a lot of people do want to stay there who are interested in this stuff.
So where do you hear about, like, people, unwitting people who have stayed there? Do they leave, like, really bad reviews on TripAdvisor?
Yeah, there's things like they've been known, especially people on the sixth floor. The sixth floor has been known, like the whole floor has been haunted by apparently like Ashley probably, but it's like they'll hear knockings and like poundings in their wall in any room on the sixth floor. And like doors will open and close. Even workers, I talked to workers there and they're like, yeah, like so they'd be on that floor and then doors would just open and close. And then I got to experience that when I went live on that floor. Doors were opening and closing, and I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, no one.
Okay, I feel like we need to hear the whole story because I haven't
seen
any of your life yet.
Okay. So I went live. I'm like, I'm weird. I only went, like, I always started my lives at like 3 a.m. or something, like, super late. And a lot of the times in the basement also. Because the basement is also known to be really haunted, and basements are just scary in general. So I'm like, oh, this should be fun, right?
Of this specific hotel or just hotels in general?
That's specific. I mean, it's probably any haunted hotel, but like the basement is known to have activity as well. So there's a, like the previously, before I went live, there's a barber that works down there still, and it's just him. And I talked to him for hours, and he told me about like stuff that he's experienced down there. And like he works there, but no one goes down there. No one knows that there's like, you can get your hair. No one knows that besides like relatives of like people who've been going there for years and years. Right. But anyways, he had a guy work there before him who spent like his whole life there working there. And his name was James Ellison. And that's like the guy I was trying to get in contact with, because he's like a positive spirit. Like, I'm not trying to mess with demons or anything. That's not my point here. And so he's known to like roam down there. So I went down there at like 3 a.m. and I was like, oh, I made my own type of Ouija board thing with paper, because I didn't have one in Texas. I wasn't even planning on doing this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like trying to communicate with him, and I didn't get like a response from him, but I literally on the live, there was an orb behind me. There was like an orb next to these chairs in the basement. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that was freaky, right? So anyways, in the windows of like, it's like clear glass doors, there's like, they covered it up with paper because it's like not being used anymore. And then there's this little part that I saw, I was live and I could see things like in the screen, which is even more scary because I'm like, oh, it's behind me, right?
And it's like, that sounds so creepy.
And the paper ripped, and you could see there was like eyes in the door. There was eyes in there. And I was doing what the comments said. They're like, something happened or whatever. Like, they're like to welcome the spirits and stuff. So I was doing all that. And this is like hours after, like I was like showing them everything. Like, this didn't just happen right away. Like, that's not how it works usually.
Right.
So, but yeah, so that happened. And then everyone wanted me to go to floor 636, of course. Yeah. So I went over there and I knocked on the room because no one was staying there. I made sure of that first. I'm not just going to annoy people. And then the live ended.
Right.
Oh. It, and everyone's like, are you dead? Are you dead?
Oh my God.
It's so like cinematic.
They're all fly high.
I'm like, last thing they hear is you knocking on the door.
He said fly high. Oh my gosh. They're like, well, she's gone.
And it's over. Yeah.
Wait, what is fly high? Is that like if someone if dies, you die, like your soul needs to fly high so you don't get stuck in purgatory?
Well, I'm curious, before we get to that room, so you said you were in that basement, and I just want to make sure I understand correctly. So you said there was paper on the door.
Yeah, so it was like covering up, like there was like a storage part there. I don't know if it's storage, I'm just guessing. And then I heard a rip and I looked over there, and you could see like even in the live thing, there were like eyes looking through, and everyone was saying there were eyes above me, because if you know the basement there, it's like, it's the scariest ceiling like ever. It's like these, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like wooden, and there's like someone could be up there, whatever, like it's creepy. It's like an attic above, but you can see it. So that was not very fun to do.
And so your fans that were watching on the live, they said they saw the eyes as well.
Yeah,
is that right?
There's eyes, but I'm just like, I'm not going to look up, but I'm thinking that they're just messing with me, like trying to scare me. Cause like, why not, you know?
And how did you keep your calm when all of that happened? I feel like I would just have freaked out and ran out of there.
Yeah, so I was of course getting like nervous and stuff, but I know I'm not supposed to, and that's like supposed to like bring like the bad spirits because they feed off of whatever, like all the stuff I've heard. I don't know what's true, but what's kept me down there is the viewers. I see how many people are here. I'm like, I'm gonna stick it through. I'm like, all these people want to see stuff. I'm gonna stay down here. I'm not gonna run up. I'm like, that's really what kept me staying down there and doing this.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to earn you some like street cred in the paranormal community. Because I don't know, like if I saw eyes pop up behind JJ and Kat right now, I feel like I would get scared and I'm not even in their room.
I know, I keep getting like, I keep turning around like flinching. Whenever like we have guests on that tell super creepy stories, I'm always like, my body just goes down and I feel like there's things behind me.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So you were in the basement, you made your way up. Of course, I'm sure everybody wanted you to go to that super haunted spot. Your live goes out. Did you like sense any paranormal activity when that happened? Or what was your explanation for do you think it was just the server going down, or what do you think happened?
No. So it's like, you know, when you're around energy, they suck out. Like even when I'm, when I go to graveyards, when I go anywhere that's known to be haunted, my phone battery dies really fast. So I always bring a portable charger with me, like all the time. I always bring a portable charger because it's like, it's going to die. You know, it's known to happen, but it literally ended my life. And my phone wasn't dead that time. My phone wasn't dead. It just ended. And I didn't click end. I was definitely did not want to be alone.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing all this on my own, and I didn't know that you're like not supposed to do these things on your own. Like I'm no professional here. I'm a starter, right?
Right.
And so now I know that I'm not supposed to do these alone. So whatever. But I bought like a bunch of tools now because I was actually banned from going live for a week for no reason.
I thought you were gonna say from the Marriott.
No, I don't know.
And this is all on TikTok, right? Or Instagram?
It's all on TikTok. I do it other places, but like I have my people now that like, you know, so
yeah.
That is with TikTok.
Did you try to go live again or had the ban started then?
So I went live like 3 different times in the hotel. Okay. Like every night I stayed there, I went live. I'm like, I'm gonna take advantage of this and go live every night, right?
Right.
Some of them were like, I was just talking in the hotel and like, whatever, just like, but then others were like, we're going to go investigate and try to talk to people. Right.
So what other paranormal activity did you, experience at the hotel?
Okay. So I was standing next to the elevator on the 636th floor and I was like, oh, I always got excited when like, if the elevator came up, I'm like, oh, cool. Like there's people here. Like, I don't like feeling alone, but I still did this. And then the elevator door opened and there's no one there. And this happened a few times. And I'm like maybe it's a coincidence, but whatever. I'm just like, that's freaky. I was hoping for people, but yeah. And also the time that I stayed there, I had never seen, like, there was no one else that I've seen stay there. Like the time I was there, like I didn't see anyone else. And that like made it even worse. The only people I ever saw on the floor that I was staying on is the cleaning people and the 6th floor. I hadn't seen anyone. So it was like, also, the first night I slept there, I couldn't sleep at all. And the room was like dirty. Like they didn't clean it. Like, and that just made it more scary to me. It's like next to my bed, it was just filthy. And then like the whole top of it is all dusty, but I couldn't sleep the first night. And I heard knocking like in the, like behind the wall. And like, I don't know if that was like my head, like, you know, I'm being completely honest here. I don't know, but like it freaked me out a little. And then also I went live just to talk to my people, you know, just to talk to them for fun in the room. And then I hear a cup fall and I'm like, oh, what's that? Right. So I go walk to the to the sink part where the cup fell. And it was the plastic cup that they have like in the back corner. They have them stacked in the back corner of the sink and it had fallen like it was on the front of it. And no one had touched it. It was like wrapped up and it was in the corner. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Like that happened on the live. But that was like definitely something because it was not anywhere near falling point.
Right.
In the back corner. Crazy.
Do you get jump scared ever? Like,
totally.
Just totally calm.
I'm a person. Okay. I am people.
Like this stuff excites me, but some, yeah, like when I heard like some like doors opening and closing on the 6th floor, that happened on the 6th floor, I was like, okay, what's that? I'm like, crap. And then I go, I'm like, hey, let's go see if there's someone there. No one everywhere. Like I'm showing them everything, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then also I was using the staircase because I lose connection when I use the elevator. But the staircase also does, which I didn't know. But anyways, I was on the staircase and then you'd hear like footsteps. I heard footsteps and I said, hello, is anyone here? Like, I don't even care if I'm being weird. I just like, is it something else? And no one said anything. And I went down and no one was anywhere. And the door didn't open or anything down there. It's just footsteps.
Did you feel like the more you investigated it and kind of pushed the issue that the paranormal activity kept raising at all? Or did you feel like it was kind of the same amount of activity no matter what you were doing?
I think it definitely increased during my time there. Like, I think like I was like the very first time, like a little bit happened, but I felt like honestly, because I'm like, I'm going live tomorrow, that I'm like, maybe like they know that and they're like going to do stuff to me that's tomorrow night or something. I was like, I don't know. But okay, this is a different thing, but this is after my lives there. we're in Texas to look for houses because we're planning on moving to Texas. And I made the rookie mistake of not like saying goodbye and like cleansing myself after doing all that spiritual activity. Uh-oh. And so I was fine the whole morning. And then we were looking at, we were on our third house and I was in that house and I was like, I don't feel good. And like, maybe I need food or something. So I got food and stuff. And I just, it's a different pain than I've ever felt. I've never felt this way ever. And it felt like something inside of me is like killing me from the inside. And I have a very high pain tolerance. Like I have this third degree burn right here from a curling iron that the doctor said I had to like be holding it for like 17 seconds on here. And I didn't feel it because I have a high pain tolerance and then whatever. I'm like, my body's slow to like feeling pain and stuff. So this pain, like I don't cry a lot or anything, but like I was like bawling my eyes out because I felt like my insides were dying. Like I couldn't explain it, but I'm like, I felt like I was dying, right? Oh my God. So I'm in the car and I'm just crying. And then my parents, they go to look at the other house. I'm like, I have to stay here and like whatever. And I'm like screaming, like, get out of me, because I don't know if it's that or whatever. But it was like completely different than any other bug sick feeling that I've ever felt. And it like, I got completely hot and it was just like, it was the worst thing ever. And it lasted for that whole day. And then it got better by the night. But it wasn't completely better. Like I felt it, but it like chilled out a bit. Mm-hmm. And I went live that night and I was telling my viewers that I wanted to go live when it was happening, but I couldn't. I was bawling. It was just not something I wanted to go live. Like, so then I was going live later and some like paranormal professional people were on my live and they were explaining to me that like that happened to someone on their team and that like that either means like, yeah, you had like a negative spirit inside of you. It wasn't a demon. It was like a negative spirit latching onto you from the inside. Wow. And that's also a sign of like becoming more open to your like gifts of like paranormal gifts and like stuff like that. So it's like touching through that. But I also think it's because I didn't like, I wasn't being safe. I didn't say goodbye. I forgot to do all that stuff. So I think it was my stupidity. But now I have like, he said also get like, amethyst stuff. So like I'm protected and I got like a sage spray. So after I do all this, I'll cleanse myself, but I had to go back to the room after live and like say this prayer like a bunch of times to cleanse myself. And then I woke up the next morning and I felt completely normal. So
that's crazy. And I like that your parents were just like, okay, well, we're going to keep looking at houses, but
they had to, like, they were scheduled, yeah, there. No, I know, right? But they're like, oh, she'll be fine, because like I don't know, I was like, just keep going. Like I wanted to be alone kind of so I could like try to get it out of me, like all my parents being normal, get out of me.
Yeah, definitely.
JJ, that happens to you after you eat Brussels sprouts, right?
No, I feel great after I eat Brussels sprouts. So segue.
Yes and no.
Brussels sprouts.
Well, I want to go back to when you were at the hotel in San Antonio, mm-hmm, and your live feed ended. Did anything weird happen after your live feed ended? Like, okay, did you experience anything paranormal?
So I felt the spiritual energy and I was like, I gotta go. So I just went up to my room because I was like, if I'm not going live, like I don't want to investigate this on my own. I was like, I'm going up. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, I was like, huh? Like, and I was confused for a minute and I felt like I've been feeling energy the whole time down there, but like extra right next to that door because I was disturbing it. No one's in there. So it's like, but I just immediately like went up because I'm like, I don't feel safe. I'm going to get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was it after that you were banned from going live on, yeah, TikTok?
I actually just got my ability to go live yesterday. And it said I was going to be banned until like June 4th. And then it said like May 4th. And then I just ended up being
able to. Did they give like any indication why?
So for how like, how cool TikTok is and how like whatever professional it is, it's so sketchy. Like, yeah, they deal with things so terribly that it's like, how is it even this popular? I don't know.
So I've heard that a lot, yeah.
They just banned you without any explanation?
They didn't tell me why. I'm assuming someone like just reported it.
False reported you or something.
Yeah, they definitely have like full control of algorithm and who gets views and like what population gets more views, what days. It's sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I also feel like it connects a lot of people too. So
yeah. But definitely some good and bad for sure. Yeah. Well, we're coming up on our hour. Is there anything else you wanted to share with our audience about that experience at the hotel? Would you recommend going there and investigating the spookiness?
Yeah, that's so fun. I had a great time besides the sick feeling. Just be safe. Definitely like be safe with it and say goodbye and don't... Yeah, I don't know. I'm new at this, so I'll try to do better next time. But yeah, definitely it's so fun there. Like sometimes if you don't experience anything, it's probably because you weren't trying to.
Right.
Like
say goodbye to the spirits, not to your friends and family.
Yeah, and my big thing.
Okay. just wanted to make sure we were on the same page there.
So. Well, and how often are you planning on doing these events where you go live into hotels? I mean, I know our fans will want to check out your Instagram.
I want to check TikTok. It out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, honestly, as often as possible, I'm going to get like some groups together so I'm not going alone, like even when I'm in Washington. But because I travel a lot, it's like given me this opportunity to like go to all the haunted places. And now that's kind of my thing, it's like, I'll do it as often as possible. Like I'm going to Hawaii soon and I'll try to go to some haunted places there. And yeah, hopefully tonight I'll do that in the Congress Hotel.
Awesome. Well, please make sure to stay in touch with us. Let us know if anything super crazy ever happens. We want to share that with our audience. And thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. That was a really cool story.
Thank you.
Bye.
Don't get haunted or possessed.
Or do, you know, whatever you're into.
No, don't.
Okay, guys. So I know we've kind of flirted with the idea of staying in haunted hotels and stuff once the pandemic's over.
I have not flirted with that idea, but you guys have.
Well, Kat, does that change your opinion on it at all? Would that make you feel safer after hearing that story? Or
absolutely not. But listen, I know that it would make great content. And if enough of our listeners, like, assure me that I'll be okay and have trust that I'll be okay, I'll trust them and their advice.
I think you could kill it doing like those live videos though, because you react in such a fun way, even when you're scared. I think our fans would love to see, even if nothing happens, I think it would be fun to see like
JJ.
So JJ just made her jump scare. Exactly. That's it. I think the jump scares would be so much fun.
Yeah. For who though?
Okay. Everybody, but
if
you
we can get our TikTok or Instagram up to 10,000. Oh, we can go live on Instagram anytime.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, that story was interesting. I do have a bit of a fascination with like historic buildings that are supposed to be haunted and that kind of stuff. But that has to be one of the most traumatic places we've heard about, where somebody was dismembered in a hotel room. And you know, all these people are allegedly having these experiences and stuff.
Savannah place where all like the hundreds of bodies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I will say though, as soon as I was doing a live and I and the people on the live saw eyes going through something, I'm out. I'm done. I'm
throwing my phone. Not that that would have helped, but yeah.
But JJ, I'm curious, with you being kind of the most skeptic, how would you handle it? Would you just be like, this isn't real? My eyes are vibrating. What would you do?
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of times when I see video footage or photo footage of like, look at the eyes in the background or look at that face in the background, it just looks like nothing to me because I'm dead inside.
So with that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
And I'm Kat.
Ooh.